Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir embraced Libya's Colonel Muammar al-Gaddafi and thanked him for his warm welcome as both leaders met in the colonel's private tent in his hometown of Sirte, 600 kilometers east of the capital, Tripoli. President al-Bashir's trip to Ethiopia and Libya was his third visit abroad since a warrant was issued for his arrest on March 4th by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes in Darfur. Colonel Gaddafi is currently president of the African Union, and he recently told UN Chief Ban Ki-moon the warrant against Mr. Bashir constituted a grave precedent against the independence of less powerful states, their sovereignty, and their political choices. The Libyan leader has also warned that the ICC is selective in meting out justice and that it is employing a policy of double standards in targeting African and third world states. Sudanese Vice President Ali Osman Mohamed Taha thanked Ethiopia and Libya for welcoming President al-Bashir and said Sudan was capable of handling the humanitarian situation in Darfur on its own.
He says Sudan thanks the Ethiopian people for standing up against the unjust decision by the International Criminal Court, as well as its readiness to cooperate with Sudan in surmounting this tribulation. International Criminal Court President Luis Moreno Ocampo told Al Jazeera TV President Bashir's recent travels demonstrate that he is desperate and is only making short trips. The head of the Beirut-based Carnegie Center for Peace in the Middle East, Paul Salem, says Arab states like Libya and Egypt are trying to demonstrate they are independent of the West by striking a middle ground with respect to President Bashir.
I think the position of providing a middle ground for President Bashir, not denying the ICC decision but asking for it to be postponed and giving Bashir some breathing space, is a way for the regime such as Egypt and Saudi Arabia to indicate that they do have a position independent of the West. Of course, the visit to Libya, I mean, everything with Libya is always rather unique and peculiar, but that might be Libya-specific, and I'm sure Gaddafi always would have welcomed Bashir. Gaddafi likes to defy the international order in general, although he's made his peace with it, but he always likes to be the maverick.
The 22-member Arab League says it will not implement the international arrest warrant against Mr. Bashir, while Qatar, which is hosting an Arab summit next week, has repeated a pledge not to arrest him, even though it is a signatory to the court charter. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.